From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. March for Science, a worldwide event with thousands expected to turn out this Saturday, Earth Day, for marches at more than 600 locations across the globe. The flagship event is being held here in Washington, D.C., featuring speakers in several large teach-in tents on the National Mall, where scientists, educators, and leaders from a variety of disciplines are discussing their work. And thousands of Australians marched across the country as part of the movement. One woman from Melbourne.
We are increasingly concerned about the lack of science in modern-day politics, and we want science to inform policy more, and we're really, really passionate about evidence-based policy.
And U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China and Australia to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. During a joint news conference, Mr. Pence reiterated the point he's been making about both China and North Korea.
As President Trump made clear just a few days ago, if China is unable to deal with North Korea, the United States and our allies will. The United States and Australia face this threat and every other one together.
And satellite imagery of North Korea's nuclear test site shows activity that could indicate preparation for a nuclear weapons test. That's according to the U.S. Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins University. The report says the site appears capable of conducting a nuclear test at any time the orders received from Pyongyang. And the images are believed to show at least five mining carts and more. This is VOA News.